Romans chapter 4.
Libro de Romanos, capítulo 4.
And we're going to continue our study that we began before the Christmas season.
Y vamos a continuar nuestro estudio que empezó antes del tiempo de Navidad.
We were talking about the righteousness of God revealed.
Estamos hablando de la
justicia.
Justicia de Dios revelada.
And what we're going to be going through is, again, the understanding of justification by faith.
Vamos a leer nuevamente la justificación por fe.
Turn to Romans chapter 4.
El libro de Romanos, capítulo 4, 4.
And I want to speak with you today about justification by faith.
Quiero hablarte acerca de la justificación por medio de fe.
Exemplified by Abraham.
Amplificada por Abraham.
Exemplified by Abraham, and let me just add this, and David.
And as empleada por Abraham y por David.
Justification by faith, exemplified by Abraham and David. Let's pray. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would bless the preaching of your word this morning. I pray that you would grant unto us an understanding of your word, more specifically, an understanding of justification by faith. And so I thank you for what you will do, and we commit it in your hands, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul has sought to educate the Romans.
El Apóstol Pablo hizo una idea de cómo educar a los romanos.
And I should say the Roman Church.
Más bien la Iglesia Romana.
The church in Rome was a body of believers.
La Iglesia en Roma fue un cuerpo de creyentes.
They were both Jew and Gentile.
Eran judíos y gentiles.
And the Apostle Paul wanted to teach them about justification by faith.
Y el Apóstol Pablo quería enseñarles acerca de la justificación por fe.
And so he showed them that the righteousness of God is given to man through the gospel.
So él les enseñó que la justificación de Dios era por medio de
through the gospel.
De la palabra.
God makes us righteous by faith.
Dios nos hace justos por fe.
So then Paul began to show why we needed the righteousness of God.
So Pablo empezó a enseñarles por qué necesitamos la justificación por Dios.
And he showed us that we are all sinners.
Y nos enseñó que éramos todos pecadores.
That there is none that seeks after God.
Que no había ni uno que buscaba a Dios.
There is none righteous, no, not one.
No había ningún justo entre medio.
That's why we need the righteousness of God.
Por eso necesitamos la justificación de Dios.
So in chapter 3, the Apostle Paul showed us a way to become righteous.
Hoy en el capítulo 3, Apóstol Pablo nos enseñó cómo hacernos justos.
And he showed us a way that is outside of the law.
Y nos enseñó un camino de cómo hacerlo.
This is the righteousness of God given to us by faith. And this is something that is confirmed in the Word of God. And so in Romans chapter 4, Paul is going to illustrate justification by faith. He's going to show us an example of justification by faith. And this example is going to be a person that all the Jews would know. And he is the beginning of the Jews. And his name is Abraham. Before Abraham, there were no Jews.
Antes de Abraham, no había judíos.
Abraham himself was a Gentile.
Abraham, era un gentil.
But one day God spoke to this man.
Pero un día Dios le habló a este hombre.
He said, leave your father and your mother and your living.
Y él le dijo que dejara a su madre y a su padre y su vida.
Follow me and I will give you the promised land.
Que lo siguiera y que él iba a dar la tierra prometida.
He obeyed the Lord.
Él hizo casa de Dios.
He left his house.
Él dejó su casa.
He traveled into the land of Canaan.
Él viajó a la ciudad de Canaan.
And Abraham was given a big promise from the Lord.
Y Abraham le fue algo dado, una promesa dada por Dios.
Through you, Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
Por medio de Abraham, todas las naciones serán bendecidas.
You and your children and your lineage will be a blessing to the earth.
Tú y tus hijos y toda tu descendencia serán bendecidas.
So he's telling Abraham, you will have a family.
Él está diciendo a Abraham que él iba a tener una familia.
And he was given a promise that he would have a son.
Y le dio una promesa que iba a tener un hijo.
And yet Abraham was already 85 to 90 years old. His wife was just as old as he was, a little bit younger. She had already been through... I just lost the word. It's the thing women go through when they're in their 50s, 60s. Menopause. She was too old to have children. It was virtually impossible for her to have a child. And not only that, Abraham was pretty old. But God said, you will have a son.
Pero Dios le dijo que él iba a tener un hijo.
The whole world will be blessed through him and through your this son of promise. And so God made a covenant with Abraham.
So Dios hizo un pacto con Abraham.
And with this covenant,
con este pacto,
he told him all the nations will be blessed.
Él le dijo que todas las naciones iban a estar bendecidas.
This was known as the Abrahamic covenant.
Este fue algo conocido como el pacto de Abraham.
This was an agreement between Abraham and God.
Fue algo que fue constituido por medio de, con Dios y con Abraham.
And God said, you are going to have a son.
Y Dios le dijo que él iba a tener un hijo.
All the world will be blessed through you.
Todo el mundo va a ser bendecido por medio de ti.
Through all your descendants.
Por todos tus descendientes.
And the scripture says Abraham believed God.
Y la escritura dice que Abraham le creyó a Dios.
He believed God.
Él le creyó a Dios.
Abraham wasn't superhuman.
Abraham no era un superhumano.
He was a man. He was not perfect.
No era perfecto.
There was a time prior to this
había un tiempo antes de esto
that he lied.
Que él mintió.
And we know perfect people don't lie, right?
Y nosotros sabemos que gente perfecta no, no miente, ¿verdad?
He told someone his wife was his sister.
Él le había dicho a alguien que su esposa era su hermana.
He lied.
Él mintió.
You know what that helps us to understand about Abraham?
¿Sabes que nos ayuda a entender eso acerca de Abraham?
That he was an example of the grace of God.
Que era un ejemplo de la gracia de Dios.
How many of you are grateful for the grace of God? Not a one of us is perfect.
Ni uno de nosotros somos perfectos.
And we make our mistakes.
Hacemos muchos errores.
But thank God we're saved by grace.
Pero gracias a Dios que somos salvos por fe.
Paul is going to use Abraham as an example of justification by faith.
Pablo va a usar a Abraham como un ejemplo por la justificación de fe.
He's going to use Abraham to show us that we're not justified by works. We're justified by faith. And we're going to see it in Abraham. Now, the reason why Paul would use Abraham as the example is because Abraham was justified by faith.
Es porque Abraham fue justificado por fe.
But Abraham was also the beginning of the Jews.
Pero Abraham también fue el principio de los judíos.
Paul's own people, the Jews,
la misma gente de Pablo, los judíos,
they knew the law of God.
Ellos conocían la ley de Dios.
And many of them believed that the way to be justified in God's sight was through keeping the law.
Y muchos pensaban y creían que por medio de ser justificados era por la ley.
Exactly. That the way to be justified was by works.
Que la forma de ser justificados era por medio del trabajo.
Keeping the law.
Tomando la ley.
And so Paul will use the best example to illustrate justification by faith.
So Pablo usó el ejemplo más perfecto para enseñarnos la justificación por medio de fe.
Look at Romans chapter 4 and verse 1. Now remember, the Bible originally didn't have chapter and verse. It was all one letter. There was no divisions like we have. And so Paul is going to start speaking here just right after what he just said in chapter 3.
Pablo va a empezar a hablar aquí después de lo que dijo en el capítulo 3.
Look at verse 21 really quick of chapter 3. Sorry about that.
Vamos a leer ahí en el capítulo 3, en versículo 21, para empezar.
But he said this, but now apart from the law, outside of the law, the righteousness of God is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
Dice así, pero ahora sin la mediación de la ley, se ha manifestado la justicia de Dios, de la que dan testimonio la ley y los profetas.
He's saying there's a way to be righteous outside of the law.
Dice que hay una forma de ser justo fuera de la ley.
So he's going to show us through Abraham.
So él nos va a enseñar por medio de Abraham.
In verse 1 of chapter 4,
ahí en el versículo 1 del capítulo 4,
Paul asks a question. And he says, what shall we say that Abraham, our father according to the flesh, has found?
Y dice así, entonces, ¿qué diremos en el caso de nuestro antepasado Abraham? En realidad, si Abraham hubiera sido justificado por las obras, habría tenido de qué jactarse, pero no adelante de Dios.
Verse 2 is, Brother Jaime already read, if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. So then verse 3, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
En versículo 3 dice, pues, ¿qué dice la escritura? Le creyó a Abraham, a Dios, y eso se lo tomó en cuenta como justicia.
And what this is bringing out is Abraham's justification.
Y lo que está hablando aquí es esto de la justificación por Abraham.
What made him right in God's sight?
¿Qué lo hizo bien o correcto de Dios?
It was not the good things that he did.
No fue lo bueno que hizo.
But it was the fact that he believed God.
Pero fue la razón que él creyó en Dios.
And his belief in God was credited to him as righteousness.
Fue tomada como justicia.
It was put into his account.
Fue puesta en su cuenta.
How many of you like when you get a credit on your bank account? You thought you didn't have that money, but it was given back to you.
Se creía que no tenía ese dinero, pero se lo dieron.
These are banking terms. God's righteousness was put into Abraham's account. And this was by faith. And so what we see is that Abraham's salvation was apart from works. Look at verses 4 and 5. It says, now to him who works, wages are not given as a gift, but as a debt.
Ahora bien, cuando alguien trabaja, no se le toma en cuenta el salario como un favor, sino como una deuda.
When we have a job,
cuando tenemos trabajo,
and we're at work,
y estamos ahí en trabajo,
we've punched in our time sheet,
nosotros punchamos la carta.
We expect to be paid for all that we're doing after we put in that timesheet, right?
Esperamos de que nos paguen después de que
And so you can work for an hour. And so because you work for an hour, you expect to be paid what you're being paid for an hour. And so if you work, you're being paid because they owe you. And this is what Paul is going to bring out. They're not giving it to you as a gift. They're giving it to you because you worked for it. And most of the time, that workplace is going to pull out every dollar out of you. You're going to work for it. If they're going to pay you $15 an hour, $10 an hour, $20 an hour, whatever it is, you're going to work for it. Isn't that true? Can you imagine if you went into work and they said, today's a free day, and we're going to pay you for it? Most of the time, you've worked so hard, you've accrued hours that they'll give you some sick time or something. When you work, you expect to be paid. But when it's a gift, you do nothing to earn it. All you simply do is receive it. And this is what Paul is going to bring out with Abraham. Look at verse 5. It says, but to him who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness.
Sin embargo, al que no trabaja, sino que cree en el que justifica al malvado, se le toma en cuenta la fe como justicia.
There is no doubt that Abraham was a good man.
No hay duda de que Abraham era un hombre bueno.
I mean, God was in relationship with Abraham.
Tenemos que tomar en cuenta que Dios tenía una relación con él.
The scripture says that they were together like friends.
La palabra dice que él estaba con él como amigo.
But it wasn't his works that are justifying him here.
Pero no fue el trabajo que lo justificó.
It was the fact that he believed God.
Fue que él creyó en la palabra de Dios.
And so then Paul uses David as an example.
Entonces Pablo también aquí usa a David como un ejemplo.
David was a godly man.
David era un hombre de Dios.
But David was not a perfect man.
Pero David no era un hombre perfecto.
How many of us remember what David did wrong? He committed adultery in the first degree. And he also murdered the husband of Bathsheba. Remember that? He committed adultery and murder. Was not a perfect man.
Era un hombre perfecto.
Had a heart after God.
Tenía un corazón por Dios.
But it was David that said in verse 6,
fue David lo que dijo ahí en el versículo 6,
he describes the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness without works.
Él describe la justicia por medio del hombre que lo hizo por medio del trabajo.
And he reads, or he writes these scriptures, verses 7 and 8. And he says, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. And I'll read verse 8 as well. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
Dice en el 7, dice, dichosos aquellos a quienes se le perdonan las transgresiones y se le cubren los pecados. Dichoso aquel cuyo pecado el Señor no tomará en cuenta.
Abraham was justified by faith before the law was given.
Antes que la ley fuera dada.
Before Moses.
Antes de Moisés.
Before the law was written down there on Mount Sinai.
Antes que la ley fuera escrita ahí en la montaña Sion.
Abraham was justified by faith before the law.
Abraham fue justificado por fe antes de la ley por medio de Abraham.
David, on the other hand,
David, en la otra mano,
was justified by faith after the law was given.
Fue justificado por fe después de la ley fue dada.
Why is this important?
¿Por qué es esto importante?
David would have been condemned by the law.
Hubiera sido condenado por la ley.
The law says a life for life.
La ley decía, o dice, que era vida por vida.
The judgment against David is that he deserved to die for his sin.
El juicio de la ley por la, de David, para David por la ley fue que él tenía que morir.
The law of God condemned him.
La ley lo condenaba.
But what happened with David?
Pero ¿qué pasó con David?
When his sin was exposed,
cuando su pecado fue cubierto,
he repented of his sin.
Cuando su pecado fue descubierto, fue arrepentido.
And he was justified by faith,
y él fue justificado por fe,
even though the law condemned him.
Aunque la ley lo condenaba.
We're justified by faith, not by works.
Somos justificados por fe, no por trabajo.
And so Paul uses these two individuals to be an example.
So Pablo usa estos dos individuos para, como un ejemplo.
Abraham was justified by believing God.
Abraham fue justificado, pero creyendo en Dios.
And David believed in God's grace.
Y David creyó en la gracia de Dios.
And so we'll stop there.
Vamos a parar ahí.
And we'll continue right from there next time.
Vamos a continuar para la otra semana.
Because we're missing a lot still. But let me say this. Abraham was an example of justification by faith. And he is going to be an example that we can follow. You're not justified in God's sight by what you do. We're justified in believing God for what He has already done. And what He did through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we're not justified by works, we're justified by faith. Amen? Amen. Let's stand.